Let us pray. Dear God, as we decorate our Christmas trees today, please remind us of why we celebrate Christmas. We thank you for coming to us as a baby and growing up and giving your life for each of us. You are an awesome God. In your name we pray, amen. Please join us in singing "O Christmas Tree," found on screen and on the insert in your bulletin, while the children decorate our Christmas tree.
The choir is going to sing it, but if you know it, please join with us.
Jesus tells us, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Long before the celebration of Christmas, candles were used to signify Christ as the light of the world. In medieval times, there was a legend which said that on Christmas Eve, the Christ child wandered throughout the world looking for places where he would be welcomed. Those who loved him, hoping that he might find their homes, placed lighted candles in the window to invite him in. No one, of course, knew for sure how he might appear. Perhaps he would be dressed in the rags of a beggar, or he might come as a poor and lonely child. He might even come in the form of a disabled person who was put out to roam the streets of the city or the lonely footpaths of the countryside. So it became customary for devout Christians to welcome into their homes all who knocked at their doors on Christmas Eve. To turn away may have meant the rejection of the Christ child, who had come in an unfamiliar garb. During the Advent season, we remember that the Christ child is wandering along our streets looking for our homes where he will be given warmth and shelter. The candles in the windows of homes and churches symbolize all of our community that Christ is our guest. Here is a place where there is room in our hearts for him. Let us now listen to our choir as they sing, "Go Light Your World."